This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Morning Beat. Now, as we celebrate April 1st, we thought it'd be fun to call one of our favorite funny men, Justin Martindale, because he makes us laugh, and I'm sure he's got some fun April Fool's stories to tell us. If not, this is going to be a complete waste of our time. But let's just do it. We're in this thing, right?
Bring on the funny, Justin.
Justin, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Everything's great. Everything couldn't be better. So, no, I'm actually, it's good to hear you guys. And, I mean, are we doing April Fools because isn't it enough?
I'm here. Trust me.
You guys make the call. It's your show, so.
Look, we were hoping that all of March was an April Fool's joke, but it turns out it was real. So here we are. How are you handling quarantine?
I'm actually wondering to see like how far people take the joke taking.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering how many people get blocked today from social media for being like, I found the cure, April Fool's.
I know that's true. Well, how are you doing? You're quarantining. Are you with anybody? Just home alone?
Okay, Michaela, once again, yes, I am alone. I'm very alone, just me and my thoughts.
How's that going?
How dark they are. Yeah, no.
God, yes,
I miss
you.
I'm doing good, I'm good. I actually have a quarantine buddy, my neighbor Denise, who is an alpha lesbian. She's got everything down. I feel safe, I feel secure. We do grocery runs together. We wash our hands together, and that's about it.
Michaela has an alpha lesbian, too. Her name's Lisa. Lisa and I are the only reason Michaela's still alive, to be honest.
Yeah. Lisa's definitely like a silverback alpha, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, Justin, you're out of your mind, but I want to know some of the best pranks you've heard or have pulled, considering it's April Fool's.
I mean, there's some – I mean, right, yeah. One of the best pranks that I can think of, I was always such a little turd in school. One of the best pranks that I can think of was when the movie Scream came out.
Oh my God, this is my favorite movie of all time. Do you know that about me?
Yes, I love that movie.
Whoa.
So I decided it would be really funny if I went and got the Ghost Killer costume.
Naturally.
And put it on, bring an actual butcher knife to school. This was Texas at a different time.
Wait, what?
Justin!
That's a terrible idea.
I brought a real butcher knife to school in the ghost face mask and costume and ran through the girls' locker room.
Justin,
while they were changing.
The dumbest person I've ever met.
Justin, I think that's more like a federal offense than it is a prank. I'm not sure.
It was funny. Because then all the cheerleaders were naked running out of the locker room.
But you're gay. You don't even care.
At all.
I know. No, Michaela, I was questioning at the time and didn't know what it was.
Justin.
Get your story straight,
I don't even know how to deal with you. How old were you? 17.
Okay, Michaela, once again. Yes, I'm alone, and yes, I might be a year older.
Listen, Jesus. Listen, here at Channel Q, we do not condone this activity. We do not support these ideas.
How old were you when this incident happened? It was yesterday.
I can't even. You got to take this interview. I'm crying. It's like I've never heard anybody funny in my life. It's either the quarantine getting to me, or you're just really funny today.
I think, yeah, I think it's maybe a little bit of both. Like, no shade, Justin. You are funny, but Michaela is losing her mind right now.
Oh, God. Well, if you guys want to laugh with us, Justin Martindale is on a new show on E! It's called The Funny Dance Show. It airs tonight, 11 p.m., 10 Central on E! For people that haven't seen it yet, you want to just give them a little idea?
Yes, please. It's tonight is such a really, really, really fun episode. It's very LGBTQ friendly. Daniel Francese's on tonight from Mean Girls. And we also have Jade Catapretta, who's the host of The Soup. So it's pretty much two teams of comics battle it out for on the dance floor.
Justin, I want to. Can I just tell you, Justin? Michaela is bright red right now. She can't even breathe. She's crying.
I want her to know what she's done.
We have two teams of
dancers battle it out for $10,000 for a charity of their choice. It's so much fun. If you're quarantined and have nothing to watch, this is like new programming on E! 10 Central, 11 o'clock. It's just way fun. And I'm one of the judges with Lonnie Love and Allison Holker.
I'm tuning in. I think you should live tweet or live stream, like Instagram live.
Oh, we do live tweet it. We will be live tweeting it tonight.
As you're crying alone in your home. Oh, God. With your alpha lesbian neighbor, you know, nearby.
I'm going to beat this. I'm going to get out of this and just get laid. Okay?
Well, listen, we're rooting for you. Be safe.
Oh, my God. Justin, I love you. I miss you so much. I don't even know it. I can't get through this. Goodbye, Justin.
Bye, guys. Have a good one.
All right, you guys, coming up next in What's Poppin', Chris Cuomo has a beautiful, positive message as he's tested positive for the coronavirus. We'll have that audio for you coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.